Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
One, two, three, four,
What are you counting, Mr. Postmaster?
Letters in my little record book here. 6, 7, 8. Do you know what we did, Miss Message?
No, what?
We read so many letters Friday night that we sent off every one we had in the post office.
Except this one.
Well, it's good we have that one, but just one? I wonder what's happened.
Don't worry, Mr. Postmaster. If there's only one letter today, there'll be lots more tomorrow. And besides, this one letter will get special attention from Santa.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. But I do have some good news tonight.
What's that?
Well, you remember last week, when we were reading the stories from the 7th and 8th grade English classes at Grimes School,
mm-hmm.
and I pointed out that some of them didn't have the author's name on them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look. I have a message from Mr. Lewis, and he has written the author's name on each story.
I'm glad he cleared up the mystery. Let's see.
And we owe some names, come to think
of it. Yeah. All right, the first one we read, the story, was by Julia Lee, and that was The Sad Tree.
Oh, yes, right. I remember. And then there was a poem, too, wasn't
there? That was by Ann Morton.
Well, Julia and Ann, I'm glad we've got you identified. And so we'll have all the stories now. All the authors will be identified. Well,
How
about a story tonight, Miss Message?
Okay, how about this one? This one is by Stephanie Parker, and it's entitled Skinny Santa.
An odd-sounding situation. Who ever heard of a skinny Santa?
Well, it was almost Christmas. Santa had not eaten very much since October, and he had lost very much weight. Santas are supposed to weigh at least 280, but Santa was down to 250 pounds. He had to gain 30 pounds at least. Eat your dinner, Papa. You have to gain some weight before Christmas Eve. And tomorrow is the 21st. That's only 3 days away. I can't eat. I'm afraid that I'm going to have to postpone Christmas. The children like me fat. You can't do that. The children would be so disappointed. I'll try, but I don't think I can make it. He ate some of his dinner, then left to go sit in his favorite chair and think about this problem. In came Rudolph. Hi, Santa. Well, it's only 4 days till Christmas. I can hardly wait to deliver the toys. It's so much fun. We may not deliver toys this year, Rudy. Not deliver toys? What do you mean? That's one of the most important things of Christmas, at least to the children. I'm not fat enough. It wouldn't be right. Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Gosh, Santa, I don't know what to do. Rudolph hesitated a moment. Hey, maybe the elves could help. He ran to the toy shop, through the door, and jumped on a toy chest. Everybody, come here. I have something very important to talk to you about. Listen, Rudolph, said the head elf, Waldo. We have to finish making these toys. It's about Santa. Santa? Is he all right? Is he sick? Asked the elves. It's worse than that. He's thinking about postponing Christmas. Postponing Christmas? Why? He hasn't gained enough weight. He's very thin and thinks the children won't like him. Well, maybe he won't get stuck in the chimney the way he did last year, said one of the elves. Last year I was helping him put the toys in the bag and had to get out and push him through. Everyone laughed, except Rudolph. Listen, y'all, this is serious. If Santa postpones Christmas, the whole world would be sad. We'll get letters from everywhere. You're right, Rudy, Waldo said. Hey, maybe Santa could go on an extra high-calorie diet. A what? Everyone asked. Waldo was very smart and started to explain. In other words, he would gain weight instead of losing it. That's a good idea. Now all we have to do is tell Santa and start right away. They went to tell Santa, who thought it was a wonderful idea. So Mrs. Santa started cooking all starchy foods, lots of cakes and pies, and she stuffed Santa like a turkey. On the morning of Christmas Eve, Santa had gained a little more weight than he needed to, and overstuffed his suit, but everything worked out fine. Mrs. Santa altered his suit in time for Santa to deliver the toys on Christmas Eve. Since so much effort was put into getting ready for Christmas, it turned out to be one of the best and certainly the most exciting.
Stephanie Parker, what an imaginative story. Thank you. That's a very, very nice letter, Miss Message. Very nice story, Miss Message. Letters are on my mind because now, ta-ta, the letter, the one letter we have. We're going to have tons tomorrow night, I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
This one is from Rachel Lynn Taylor, who writes, Dear Santa Claus, I'm 7 years old, and I've tried to be a good girl. I'm in the second grade, and I go to Madison Elementary School, and I want a watch and a calculator and a suntan Tuesday tailor. P.S., she says, bring my teacher, Miss Stewart, something nice. And another P.S. from Rachel Lynn Taylor, if you have trouble finding my house, I live in Wolftown, Virginia. One thing about Santa Claus, Rachel Lynn, he knows where to find all the boys and girls. Love, Rachel Lynn Taylor from Wolftown. And I guess that is about it. That's the only letter we've got.
Yeah, and I'll put it in this little mail pouch for Sam the Courier Elf, and it's on to Santa Claus.
Well, I guess that's about it for tonight, Miss Message. Oh, how'd you like the parade Friday night?
Neat, especially the Raggedy Ann and Andy marching group. We'll have to ask Phil to give us the names of all the prize winners.
That's something to look forward to for tomorrow. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus.